I want to just give disclosures for our presenters. The following personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to these presentations that existed during the past 12 months was none. We're all employed by the federal government, the Department of Agriculture. And so with that, let me begin with my presentation. Dietary data collection in What We Eat in America and Haynes. Now, for the short amount of time I have with you this morning to tell you about that, I am just going to hit the highlights. There's much more information that's available on our website about how dietary data is collected in Ann Haynes. But let me give you at least a brief snapshot. The dietary interview component of Ann Haynes is called What We Eat in America. It's a partnership between the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Agriculture. As the Department of Agriculture, we're responsible for that dietary interview component. Of course, the Department of Health and Human Services is responsible for the planning and management of NHANES, the survey. The methods that's used for collecting the 24-hour dietary recalls is USDA's automated multiple pass method. There's a new sample each year of NHANES of 5,000 individuals from across the country. On each of those individuals, we conduct 2 days of dietary intakes using what we affectionately call the AMPM instrument. The day one 24-hour recall is conducted in person, and the day two is conducted about 3 to 10 days after day one by telephone. We have bilingual dietary interviewers, both in Spanish and English. And you're probably thinking, what about those other respondents in the survey that don't speak Spanish or English but some other language? And for those respondents, we ask that they bring with them for the day one interview that's done in person someone who can assist in translating for all the questions we ask, not only for the dietary questionnaire, but the other information that's collected in the mobile exam center. The sample for a 2-year release of the data is about 9,000 plus individuals. And as I say here in the slide, the AMPM instrument has been used continuously since 2002 in the NHANES dietary collection. This slide shows you the data releases since we integrated with our partners at HHS in conducting What We Eat in America. The first release was the 2001-2002 What We Eat in America and Haynes that was in the fall of 2004. The most current release was last year, last May, with the 2007-2008 data, and we're busy back at the office right now working on and finalizing the 9-10 data, which is on schedule to be released next summer. We hope by May, but we don't have a firm date yet. So this is a picture of what we call the MEC, or the Mobile Exam Center, that's used for collecting all of the health measurements as well as the day one dietary interview. It's 4 tractor trailers that park in a location, are hooked together, and the respondents go in and get all of their medical examinations done as well as their first 24-hour dietary recall. This center snapshot is just a peek inside at what the dietary interview room looks like. This is a picture, it's a little facetious. The room is very small because the real estate within those 4 mobile exam centers, those 4 trailers for the mobile exam center, is a highly sought piece of real estate for conducting all the different medical exams that go on with NHANES. You can see here the female who's our dietary interviewer and the male who's the respondent getting their dietary recall done. Let me talk a little bit about the USDA's automated multiple pass method. This is a graphic representation of the 5 steps that a respondent goes through for giving us the detailed information of everything they ate and drank over the past 24 hours. We start first with a quick list where we ask the respondent to tell us everything they ate and drank yesterday. So So imagine yourself doing that, thinking about all you ate and drank yesterday. In any order that they give the information to us is fine at this very first step. After we have recorded all of that from the respondent, we start with step two, which we call the forgotten food step. Here we probe for typically forgotten foods that respondents forget to tell us across 9 different categories. We're always trying to elicit a complete and total recall of what they consumed yesterday. Then, after all of those foods are collected from step one and step two, we ask, about what time did you start to eat each of the foods, and what would you call the eating occasion? Once that's done, the computer sorts the food chronologically by each of the eating occasions. Then we start with step four, which is the detail cycle that takes us the longest amount of time in doing this recall. And this is where we collect specific descriptions of each of the foods and beverages that they reported. Did they add anything to the food? Where did they obtain the food? Was the food eaten at home? And of course, how much of the food did they consume? We also review each occasion and the times between the occasions, again trying to elicit total recall from the respondents of the foods they consumed yesterday. Then we finish with step five, one last probe. Was there anything else they forgot to tell us? In a few years ago, we did a validation study of this new automated multiple pass method. And this slide shows you the results from that validation study. The dark green bars are total energy expenditure measured through doubly labeled water, which is a gold standard of measuring the amount of energy one has expended. The lighter green bars is a measure of the caloric intake recorded from the automated multiple pass method. We did 3 24-hour recalls in this validation study and averaged them. And you can see the results. Energy intake overall, to the left on your slide, shows that energy intake was underreported 11% overall. But when we broke the data out by BMI category, you can see that for normal weight, there was no significant difference in energy expenditure compared to energy intake recorded from the AMPM. For overweight, though, there was an increase in underreporting at 16%. So we were very pleased with the results of the new AMPM and how well it functions. This slide just gives you a sampling of the detailed information that's collected in the 24-hour dietary recall. All of this information is publicly available on our website for you all to download and do your own analysis and find interesting answers to the diets of Americans in the data. In addition to collecting the information about what people eat, we also have to apply the nutrient profile for each of these foods so we can report out nutrient intakes. For that, we develop a special nutrient database called the Food and Nutrient Database for Dietary Studies. It contains over 7,000 different foods, a number of portion weights for each of those foods, and the nutrient profile for food, energy, and 64 nutrients for each of those foods. We use this to calculate the nutrient intakes per day on the respondents from What We Eat in America. We also release the FNDDS on our website for users to use in their own dietary studies. Every 2 years of the What We Eat in America NHANES survey release, there is a new updated version of FNDDS that's released on our website. And this slide shows you those versions and what We Eat in America version they correspond to. Version 5.0 is the one we're working on right now that will be released next year with the 2009-2010 What We Eat in America NHANES data. We also do special purpose databases. These are databases where we need to further define the foods as reported by people in the surveys for unique research questions. The FICRCD is the Food Intakes Converted to Retail Commodities database. It's a new database on our site. This translates the foods in FNDDS and thus the survey data into 65 unique retail level commodities. So one can look at the amount of tomatoes consumed by the population, where we have translated the tomatoes in ketchup, spaghetti sauce, pizza, all foods that have tomatoes. We've converted those back into tomatoes, one of the 65 commodities. The other database is the Food Patterns Equivalent database that we work on, formerly called the My Pyramid Equivalent database, which translates foods in FNDDS into the 32 components of the food pattern equivalents. This is a snapshot of what the first page of our website looks like. Each of the different colored bars here is the starting point to lead you into that particular topic area. So let me first start with the dietary data tutorial. If you've not analyzed our data but you want to get into it and start doing it, I'd encourage you to go to the tutorial, click on our website, which will take you to the CDC NHANES site where there's a specific tutorial for analyzing dietary data. The next place on our website that I think you'll find very valuable, and if you don't want to go through the effort of analyzing the data, we have done a number of dietary data tables, and this slide shows you what's available for the 2007-2008 data, 40 different tables. I want to just highlight some information from the second major heading. That's nutrient intakes from food and dietary supplements. This shows you the percent of Americans reporting the use of dietary supplements. And you can see it's greater for adults 20 years and older. The following two slides are examples of intakes of specific nutrients from food and dietary supplements based on a 24-hour dietary recall. Here you can see for calcium, primarily intakes come from food as opposed to supplements. And this one shows for vitamin C, where you can see there's a greater proportion of intake from supplements as opposed to calcium. Dietary data briefs. These are quick, short snapshot publications on topics of interest that sit in our website, and we have copies in the back for you, so you don't have to go back home and print them out yourself. You can just carry them with you. And these are a number of them that we have sitting on our website currently, and we have just released one on choline intakes that Deidre Chester was the first author on. And so that also is at the back of the room for you. Now, of course, today is Halloween, and when you think about what we eat in America, we know tonight many, many children are going to be eating candy, and maybe there'll be a few adults as well. But I thought, gee, I wonder what proportion of Americans on any given day are eating candy. So I turned to What We Eat in America data to see what that was, and I was surprised by the results. On any given day, about a third of Americans report at least one or more candy in their 24-hour recall. But I point you to the far left pair of bars. Look at children 2 to 5 years of age. On any given day, a third of children 2 to 5 years of age are reporting at least one or more candies. Now, generally, these are children that don't fix their own foods. They're getting their foods from their primary caregiver or where they're at for daycare, etc. I thought that data was pretty remarkable. I want to thank you for your time. To keep informed of the releases that we put on the Food Surveys Research Group website, I would encourage you to go to it and join our listserv that's right there on one of those colored bars. If you don't want to do that and just hand me your business card, I will put your email address on our listserv. We only send out notices when we put new things on the website, so we're not bothersome. Thank you.